Vegan leader, cool.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Τα προγράμματά μας προσφέρονται σε πολλές γλώσσες. Παρακαλούμε δείτε suprememastertv.com/schedule.
The merit of any work is not measured by the success. It's measured by your effort, your sincerity, your genuine desire to do it well for a noble purpose. So it doesn't matter if we don't have any credit about that. But it seems obvious to me.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexese, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean,
Malay,
Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Nit ayam wila wilanam means, hello, how are you doing? In Nizga, the language spoken by the Nizga First Nation. My name is Anamiki. The jubilant people of the Nizga First Nation are appreciative of you for cherishing all sentient beings by being vegan, thus saving countless innocent animals. The Nizga First Nation is located in northwestern British Columbia, Canada. It spans a region stretching from the mighty Nass River to the snow-capped Hazelton Mountains. The land of these self-governing people is a breathtaking natural setting of crystal-clear waters, lush meadows, ancient forests, and sheltering mountains. The Nizga population numbers approximately 7,000. According to Nizga legend, they are among the first indigenous people to live in British Columbia, having arrived before there was light in the world. Their people belong to four groups: the raven, orca, wolf, and eagle. These groups were originally designated by the Chief of Heaven to represent the Nizga people, with a lineage that is inherited through the mother. The Nizga Nation preserves its culture through oral stories and legends known as Etowah. These range from the legend of creation to tales that are specific to each family. The Nizga art of totem poles and masks, music and dance, all symbolize their deep respect for nature and the land, and their nation's valuable heritage. Today's Nizga government is also conducted according to the nation's original philosophy. Its motto reads, "One heart, one path, one nation." It was a pleasure to introduce the life-loving Nizga First Nation to you, precious viewers. We pray that your efforts in creating a balance between humanity and our cherished Mother Earth are rewarded in divine love. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped World Honored One, Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher, Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher, Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Guzi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavira Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. Etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Sunday, June 6, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled Moving Towards a More Conscientious World, Part 5 of 9, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on June 6, 2021.
Anything about Governor Newsom, California? I didn't watch too long already. Any new development about him?
No, Master.
People didn't kick him out yet? They should not. That would be harmful and unfair, unjust. Yeah? Okay. We don't hear much anymore, not much noise about him anymore. Hopefully things turn out well for him, just like Mr. Kumo.
Yes, Master.
Of New York. If you have anything, you find out, okay, huh? For me. Let me know. And by the way, I read the Republican Senator, Rand Paul. He received many death threats.
Yes.
Because he criticized Dr. Fauci. Yeah, he's not the only one, but he's probably more insistent. If Dr. Fauci has nothing to hide, I had done nothing wrong, why is there somebody who wants to kill or threaten somebody to keep him silent?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, even if he just made a mistake or is saying something opposite or flip-flop all the time about the COVID-19 treatment or precaution, that everybody knows already. So that's not merit to have to send many letters or death threats to him and his family and send letter with powder or something like that. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I don't know what something fishy is going on. They just probably found out many things about his emails, you know, that has been revealed. And people are not very happy. They want him to resign. If it's just for that, there's no need to threaten people, no?
No, yes, Master.
Death threat even, so I don't know what's going on with them. Must be something bigger than that, okay, huh?
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
The thing is, they say that he used taxpayer money to pay for the Wuhan laboratory to manipulate the mutation of this COVID-19 to make it more deadly, like the way it is now. See what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yes, Master.
So that's why people want him out, huh? But never mind. This thing, the law will handle it. I hope. We don't have much to say. It's just that he keeps flip-flopping all the time, confusing people. You know?
Because yes, Master.
He advised openly, I think on CNN or something, that people don't need to wear masks, it's just a bug. We should worry more about the flu. And then so many people believe him because he's a top doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, serving more than one president. Yeah, and always the same position and respected, trusted. So when the government say, please wear masks, people went out on the street and did demonstrations, you know, protests, and made a lot of trouble and looting and all that, together with other trouble,
yes,
and burning tow and stuff like that. It's not a good thing at all. You see what I'm saying? Saying one thing and then say another thing, confusing people.
Yes, Master.
And make people go against the government. And then for that, they have to go to jail and then have to spend a lot more money from the taxpayers to bail them out, you know. The party members, the Democrats, bail them out with a lot of money from election donations or whatever.
Yes.
That's why people are angry. Anyway, just want to tell you about all that.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master.
So that you know, maybe your work has borne some fruits.
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
It doesn't matter if it doesn't. At least we try our best.
Yes, Master.
The merit of any work is not measured by the success. It's measured by your effort, your sincerity, your genuine desire to do it well for a noble purpose. So it doesn't matter if we don't have any credit about that. But it seems obvious to me. Like last time, the thing I told you about Israel and Palestine, it's so good that the world may be getting a little more in order, more enlightened, more conscientious, yeah?
Yes,
yes, Master.
Anything you want to tell me about all this? Just this, not other questions today. I'm not in a position, okay, to answer other questions.
Yes, Master.
Any comments or any question about this?
It's good that the church is doing some small things, but still we agree that it's definitely not enough because, as you say, this is really, really unacceptable behavior from these powerful groups of church that the world respects and reveres.
Yeah, the most powerful people.
Yeah, and maybe that's what they're clinging to, is that kind of power, which is so wrong, and it has to stop.
Maybe you're right. You're right. Yeah, yeah, cling to that power. That's why. Not just reputation.
Yeah.
Controlling, you know? Controlling power. They are more powerful than presidents, the king and queen. They all have to go and kowtow to them.
Yeah.
If they want more votes.
Yeah, that's right.
Or more recognition for the monarch's power or for the political power. They all have to go kowtow to them. Before, if the king is to be crowned, it's always the priest who did it. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Maybe that's why. But the more power you have, the more you have to be humble and do the right thing, no?
Yes.
Especially if you are a servant of God, you can't do all this.
No ways.
This whole evil is the opposite of God.
Yes.
Exactly.
It's
yes.
truly servant of Satan who can serve God and do this.
Yes, exactly.
Huh? Oppressing, molesting, and murdering or abusing little children, helpless children.
Yes, Master.
Who don't even have enough power or grown up intelligence to say yes or no even, yeah? They don't even ask them. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, Master.
Yes.
Not between the two adults that even consent. These are little children that know nothing. And just abuse them like that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, that's all I say. Please, God, help us. Please. You cannot let this continue, my Lord, in your house, you know, defiling your house up to this utmost bottom, filthy extent. My God. Even normal people, lay people outside, they are more honest, more honorable, more decent than this. I have no words to express. I'm just so filled up inside with anguish for the children, yeah? For the children, because I can imagine how they feel.
Yes, yes, Master.
You imagine if it's you, then you know it, right?
Yes,
yes, Master.
And you're only 13?
Yeah, even younger.
Yeah, little child.
Yeah.
My goodness. It's not acceptable because like this, any pervert just jumps into the church, become the priest, so that they can enjoy all this privilege and abuse without any consequence. Above the law. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
Above the president even. For example, President Clinton. He had an affair. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not there. Okay? Supposed to have an affair with an adult girl. 24 years old already. You understand?
Yes, Master.
With consent. Adult. And they drag him to court. Yeah? And degrade him and then continue until even nowadays. Still talk about it sometimes. For political reasons or whatever reason. But these evil so-called priests, they did so many evil things. And nobody did anything. You see that?
Yes,
yes, Master.
Not even bring to court.
No, no.
My goodness. And everybody accept this? Then the church is going to be ruined. You know why? Because all the perverts will go into the church, learn the Bible by heart, or learn how to do the sermon and the ceremony, and to enjoy all these filthy, evil deeds without any punishment ever. Do you understand me?
Yes,
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 Master.
Then the church is not rescuable. If the church doesn't do anything now, the church will be full of this kind of pervert. Or pedophiles.
Yes.
Because
yes,
it's so easy. If you are a priest, you're above the law. Above the president, above the king, above the queen, above the prince, above everybody.
Yes,
yes,
Master.
Yes, Master.
Most powerful person in the world. Then you can do all the evil deeds. And this is a servant of Satan, not God. Do you see clearly or not?
Yes, yes, Master.
If nobody can see this, then they're all blind. Deaf and dumb. Or maybe they see it, but they're accomplices together, you know?
Mm.
Having a benefit from each other, that's why, yeah?
Yes.
Maybe benefit for voting, and the other one benefit for, I don't know, more power.
Scared of the reputation, Master.
Yeah, reputation, so that they have more power. Huh? They can control. And they're more better business or whatever. Maybe they're all in bed together, huh? Whoever supports this or doesn't do anything about it or turn the blind eyes to it, they're all in it together. They're all in bed together. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, Master.
I'm not afraid to say that. Even if I'm afraid, I still say that.
Honorable viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Moving Towards a More Conscientious World, Part 5 of 9, on Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May the Great Spirit help us in attaining the goal of a vegan world here and now.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Vegan leader, victorious leader.